up. We're not wiping out tape one. All right. Landfall gravity. So on down here, we will continue to build little pods of these dome things. And amongst those will be this very, very large shopping center. And behind it, up in these foothills, we intend to have a what we'll call a recreational area where people can come with their RV. And anything they buy in the store will go against their membership card. So if they come and stay and buy something, that's wonderful. But we're having to set it up on a membership-type basis, not necessarily for the ones who come out on a weekend, but we need to operate it so that we have a way, if we get into an emergency situation, that we can close it down. And so anybody who wants to come for the weekend and enjoy these things, anything that is purchased goes across against whatever, you know, their parking, their validation, we'll put it that way. But it will be a nice place with a swimming pool and maybe some horse riding facilities up the canyon, a place where a family might want to come from L.A. and do some shopping, because we plan to have a full outlet mall around it. And that's what he was saying earlier. We have Gary Cole, who actually built and operated the first big warehousing operation in Texas. I think maybe it was Vedco or something. So he knows what he's doing, and he has all of the numbers. He just remodeled the Bakersfield Costco, and he did such a fabulous job that they moved him over to Lancaster, and that wasn't too nice a thing to do to him. But he's waiting the minute that we can. He will be here, and they will start structuring their plans, because we're going to have to not just have a Costco merchandise outlet, we've also got to have building materials like a Home Base or a depot where we can have proper prices, but also have lumber and stuff stashed. And around that, of course, will be the major mall and any kind of development I've been saving for Jeremy. A fried chicken place. I promised Connie that 10 years ago. And as we go down this way, we'll go down by, and Hawaii can cut out anytime you need to. Now we're back here where you can leave anytime you need to. We'll go on down toward the cement factory, and it used to be Monolith. I think they now call it Calveras or something. And we had. We were in bargaining with the Belgians to just get the whole cement plant, because we have something called Yitong, which is Y-T-O-N-G, which is a type of cement that it's not only aerated, but it has to be cured. Very, very lightweight. And you process it, and then you cut it like cheese with a wire, and then you have to run it through a drying kiln, an autoclave. It's got to have moisture. And we had planned on putting in the cogeneration system. Well, that didn't work out anyway, because when we were dickering with them, so were these other people. And I don't know what happened to Denmark, and I don't know who has it, but they now call it Calveras, and they have really upgraded that cement plant. So the dome you see out there is the big storage drying area. And the same if you go on past, if you go the back route and toward Lancaster, that's the big Portland cement company. So it's got a huge dome. So it's really an impressive place. And we will try to keep the major industries, for instance, the prefab housing and major industry. We will plan to have Cockaloffins. Those bricks for Cockaloffins, for instance, have to be kiln dried. And so industry, we will try to keep down in that area around that cement company. Now I think that's all.
Okay.
I think that I will take this opportunity. We just stopped at Tehachapi North and visualized the domes, the studio, the warehouses, the industry that we plan to have here. It's possible that we could take this minute to talk about the facility of the motion picture studio, which is based on Futuronics, which had been planned originally for Houston, Texas, and Glasgow, Scotland. It doesn't mean that they won't also do it, or maybe perhaps we will even do it for them. If they have any sense, they will help us get one of these contracts funded, and then they'll be able to do that in Scotland themselves. It's a major motion picture center already, whether or not the world knows it, and they make higher quality pictures in content than could ever possibly come out of the dilapidated, decrepit Hollywood. But it will be new technology. It will be both capable of holographic, visual, touchy-feely photography, but also we'll be able to even put thought processing onto film. But the major, already technically developed aspect of that studio is that you can have multiple studios, multiple backgrounds already photographed, so that you only have to send a photographic crew to these various places. And then you bring all that background film back, and you meld your actors, etc., into that film. And you can have one or two sound stages going at the same time, even to the point of being able to do some miniature or model aerobatics with airplanes. It'll be large enough to house small planes in it for effect. Of course, everything else would have been filmed without having to bring the entire acting crew. Now, we're not talking about Seppuku Odyssey, because Seppuku Odyssey will be filmed, and it's going to be filmed on location, and I'm not going to give that location. But we have full intent of personal participation with the spacecraft, and if we are encountered by the full military brigades, we're not going to land, so that's the way it is. I'm not going to give it away. But this will change motion picture design as you have known it, and it will cut down the cost tremendously. We're not interested in some big name brand actors. If Mel Gibson and Robert Redford don't want to act for us, then let them go jump off the cliff. I think they'll want to participate. I know that Robert Redford will, so. But he's also getting, you know, Hatton may be old, but so is Redford now. He's pretty elderly. And it's hard to make a leading man out of an elderly old man. So we'll have to work out our stars. We're now turning on to get to out past the cement company. We will be moving toward the area of the Garlock Fault out here. But there's a lot of land in between. And as we pass this area that is coming up on the left, you will see that it's cut off from that Capitol Hills area, and this is all different land. And they bring in cement from this mining area up here to your left that you can see off in the distance. But there isn't any reason we can't develop this entire valley here with industrial complexes, and it won't even bother the town. Keep this other area for growing if we need to, for garden area. We're going to try to begin to develop, if we have the time and the funds, to develop housing in the areas where you can't grow, up on hillsides and in rocky areas, so that the flat lands are left for tillable crops. Everybody will want to take note up here. We're going to come upon this cement plant, and it already has a dome, and that's where they store dried cement and the tower. They bring the cement up to the top of the tower, and it dries on the way down, and then it's shipped over to this dome and stored. It's an interesting operation, but we don't need to attend it too much. Back to the motion picture studio. Along with the motion picture studio, we can also utilize that same facility for filming, for video tapings and series development and full-length motion pictures for specifically for video. in one of those satellite domes, we will have an entire network for fiber optic relay transmission and satellite communication. We already have the people who will be heading that up. God willing, they have survived for 10 years waiting. The same with Futuronics. We have the people that will head up that facility, and amongst that grouping will be Wally Gentleman, because he understands the industry, although he's pretty idealistic, so we will also need some good business brains as far as the operation of the studio business aspect. That's up to you. I don't think we really need to stop. People can see and remember until we do. As far as I'm concerned, EJ, you can finish up the trip. We don't even need to stop anymore, unless you want to stop somewhere up here where we can point out that grid.
I think if we draw a proper map to go with the narrative, we'll be able to provide a map to go along with it, and everyone an idea of what this is all about.
Well, we'll get it on the tape. We don't really need to stop. As we come up here, we're approaching an area which is called Sand Canyon, and it's quite a developed area. And there are some extremely important artifacts and native drawings, but we certainly don't have time today because you have to do a little hiking to get up to them, which has literally protected them. There are also some lodges and private clubs up in this area, and so they block off a lot of the end of that canyon so that there's no point going up there, but it is a developed area. A lot of people live up here. The reason that it becomes important is because there's a lot of land that borders close to this freeway and empties out here between the landfill and these hills over here that can be more fully developed, and it might be a very good area for some of that development.
We've talked about having the waste disposal site down here. This becomes a lake in a really wet weather, wet winter. It had winter before this last one. It had water in it for several weeks. But there's an easy drain right here at Cache Creek, so it's not a difficult thing to drain that area and turn it into a long-term waste disposal facility or almost anything you needed. It's not good ground for growing. Be too alkaline.
Up to the right on these hillsides, we're passing our first big stand of windmills, wind turbines. So one of the major projects going to have to be developed here is, well, I would interrupt here for you ones who know Diane and Jack. Jack put in, he was supervisor, put in this entire power system. And you find people like Jack doing electricity, yes, but he, as much as anything, handles the spelt bread also. So we have truly gone through a period of time for everyone just to survive, do the best we can, and wait for these other wonderful things that our talents are better served until such time as we are capable of moving on with it. This is a major, major, major project in its overall, and it cannot be carelessly or haphazardly handled. So it's time now to consider these final things and pulling everybody who's interested into it. Just be sure you're interested in it for the right reasons, because it's going to get pretty damn selective as we move on. And as we move on toward the little town of Mojave, everyone will notice that the entire mountaintops are covered with these wind turbines, so that, again, one of those major projects is going to be putting up a transform station of some kind under some guy. And we're also going to bring in some mirrored loose type solar electrical production facilities, because the way that it's structured here with the wind industry, you cannot hook on a windmill to your property and make it work. It has to go through major transformers. These windmills produce incredible amounts of electricity that have to be broken down or stepped down. And there are a few of the wind turbines that will produce directly onto a grid, right to your house. But unfortunately, they're buried back in the multitudes of these others. So some facilities are going to have to be built under the guise of some trappings or another to get poles, etc., into the town. Because when everything goes down, the grid goes down, you're going to have a way to hook onto these wind power machines. All along the way here, you can see that it narrows down again. We could easily close this off, but we won't need to, because over the next hill is the Garlock Fault, and it probably will close it down for us. But you can see that we would be able to block this road if we needed to.
Purposes of the map, as we mentioned, we're right at Cameron Canyon right now.
We just passed through the outlet to Cameron Canyon. When we turn around and come back, we will go up Cameron Canyon. And for you people who know Claudia and John Henson and Alicia, they live in Cameron Canyon. So that's a little bit fun, and it attaches us personally. As we go along, I know the questions are, what are these different wind machines? The egg beater type up here, we call them the ballerinas. These are called flow winds, and they are Darius-type machines that operate with two or three balanced blades, vertical blades. The others have props. And you can see that it requires a little more wind, and when there is a major windstorm and the park is dead, you know it's because the winds are too high, and we're going to run into that problem. You can bet on it. It's going to topple these windmills like toothpicks. But when the winds get too strong, these are automatically cut back. They're also automatically cut back when they overflow the grid. So anytime that you're moving through, and you can look at the other turbines, they will never run faster than this. They're geared down so that for the torque, they will never run faster than they're running now. But you can tell, or we can tell, that they are just barely beginning. By afternoon, probably all of these will be turning. We call them dancing. And toward afternoon here, looking from the township of Tehachapi, I don't understand how people can complain about these windmills. As they turn, it looks like a sea of diamonds as the sun strikes those blades. It's beautiful. But we're about to emerge up here.
Commander, I'd like to suggest that we go on into Mojave and go out through the Mitsubishi SeaWest proposed Westinghouse Park back up the back way.
That's great. Whatever, how you want to do it now. We have our Hawaiian visitors who've left us now. And I hope that everybody understands that this is all truly a farce here. We're all going to go to Hawaii. It's more beautiful there. We are approaching an area here. On to the left is just a truck way station, but dead ahead is the tower. That's the grid tower, and they put that up telling all the world that it's part of the satellite system to check on whether or not they're ETs. I mean, they come out and they have this big ceremony at this tower. Well, it's one of the most dangerous towers around, and the grid of these towers will be about every 50 miles in any direction you go. Whether you can see them or not, they're there. And in direct line, if you could sight, it goes right to Edwards Air Force Base. One reason Tehachapi is a chosen place is because of its location as a valley, but also with those wind turbines, it causes such electrical turbulence that it's very hard for them to directly pulse us in Tehachapi. And it makes it almost impossible from Edwards Air Force Base to rupture the shield. So everything here is taken into a lot of consideration for many, many years before final arrangements were made as to where we would be.
Did you already get in there?
Since we're going to go into Mojave, I would talk a little bit about the Mojave Airport. It's one of the greatest secrets kept. It can facilitate almost any size craft, and I'm talking about your airplanes. It is not military, but a lot of research goes on around about the airport itself. It was a place where, as the airlines began to clear out their planes and park them, this was the housing for those airline airplanes. And they're beginning to clear them out a little bit now, but you'll find all sorts of remarkable things going on at this airport with experimental craft and your around the world team. What did you call that little plane? Doesn't matter anyway.
The Voyager,
of course, was built here. And the crew was local here. And you will find that some of those airline planes are still parked out here. And you're going to find some of them are pink and some of them are green. And they're all being converted. So just hold your breath and know it's all part of the big, big plan to transport you where they want you. And also to be able to shut down all of the facilities around except ones like this on a moment's notice, and all they have to do is turn off the grid, and the entire west or the entire east or the whole nation goes dead. You see, I like to
look. We just turned west on Oak Creek Road out of Mojave. We're going to go up the back road and past the Mitsubishi SeaWest wind park, where we had had the land tied up at one time, had an option on it, and a deal with Westinghouse to put in a major wind park here. And that deal fell through, and so we stepped back out of the way in order to let SeaWest do the project so that the land could be utilized.
As we move now on toward, we have gone into Mojave and we've turned, and we are now passing or coming upon a very, very large field of wind turbines. And these are the Mitsubishi machines. And this is the SeaWest development. And this was what Eckers had. So when you hear on the tapes that Eckers were bankrupts coming to this town, you might want to swallow twice, because as anyone drives past this particular area, I think you'll note that they might have literally done pretty well had they not been sucked into my program. And I'm beginning to get to the point where I'm going to start shutting down all that chatter and gossip. It's absolutely unworthy of anybody to run such tales as thievery, con people, ET, nitwit, conversation in the Associated Press of all places that would go into the Los Angeles paper where these people had not only a reputation but had been extremely successful. So a lot of people are going to meet their maker one of these days with the truth. Because I think as you look out across these wind turbines, there are hundreds of them. And these were built on the earlier prototype of the Westinghouse machinery. So I perceive they're not even such hot machines. The better of the Westinghouse equipment before Westinghouse did remove itself from the wind energy business, as far as turbines are concerned, were built on in Hawaii. And those blades had a 150-foot wingspan. So we're not talking the Rector sets here. As we're coming up here to Hatchabee Willow Springs Road and Oak Creek, we're passing on the left is the bigger of the two cement companies out here. It's called California Portland Cement, and it's very large. It also has a humongous, I guess is a good word, dome. Now, we're not going to go on toward Lancaster, but if we did, as we got out of the wind parks, we would be on the side of the mountain where Northrop Industries has a major facilities and underground facilities, but we won't be going there. And besides, you can't get over and into that area anyway. They won't let you. Pierre just inquired as to how many wind turbines there are out here, and our estimate, the last we heard, was about 5,000 of them that we were unable to see. And, of course, in traveling and trying to rush along, our Hawaiian friends really needed to go, and they did leave us early, but we only made it through like a half the trip. So all the while that we were going, EJ was giving input, I was giving input to tapes so that anyone who wants to follow that along can follow along with the tapes. It was not a mandatory anything. I thought it was a time for sharing where we can add a little reality to what we're trying to precipitate here. And in order to do that, I know that there are some special questions, and one of which was Pierre asked, well, are these other pods going to be built in various places? And I gave him rather an abrupt, you'll be here, so don't worry about it. Well, obviously that's not a very good answer, and I don't want things such as that to be left dangling. Pierre is in the healing profession, along with being in the book profession. So for Pierre, I want him to know that Sandy and Bart, Merle, several, and including now Kathy and Joan, Jan, many of you who have been going for your therapy lessons and your herbal lessons and your healing lessons will have an opportunity to not only participate, but will be a fundamental part of, the foundation of, what is planned to be a major, we're going to call it a retreat of some kind for now. You're going to have some medical facilities. There are some things that natural healing is not going to take care of. There are going to be surgeries that you're going to need. You're going to need all sorts of medical facilities and anesthesiologists and various and sundry different ones of the medical profession. We also have to know that we're going to have to operate within all limits, all regulations, according to the laws of the land. And yet, at some point, we will need to have facilities that can carry us over into a period of possible inability to obtain outside help. So I think that our best way to handle that is to handle healing centers or retreats. And there are many places for those types of facilities over on the Broom property or actually right downtown at the Noons property. The reason that we drove by, and you can check on the tapes to see where these various and sundry places are where we didn't have time to stop and discuss the areas. We discussed enough about what would be over on Capitol Hills, and we can probably set a lot of these other things right into that area, but I don't think that we want to. There are also vacant lands out here that can be utilized for things. Audrey will have a retirement center. It will be a major facility of Central Dome and living quarters, depending on the health. If a person is elderly and wishes to live there and is perfectly self-sufficient, obviously that person will have access to cafeterias and all of these other facilities, but would not need necessarily the same kind of care as someone who is wheelchair-bound, for instance. We would want a mobile unit, but we also must consider the convalescent unit where you have infirmities. And also, you will want to have attached to that a healing center where people can come for a couple of weeks or a couple of months or however we want to handle that. But that's going to be Audrey and Eric's basic responsibility of however they want to do that. There is going to be a need for staffing and management of such as that. And it's for that reason that I spoke up. And, of course, Pierre doesn't have to be anywhere Pierre doesn't want to be. But he has a great contribution in that arena that could be made here. Wally Gentleman, of course, will be a very large hub in the motion picture industry here, not just in directing, but also in working with the ones who will architecturally and construction-wise erect the Futuronic Studios. Obviously, as we begin to build, there's going to be massive need because we're going to be trying to put up a lot of things and getting a lot of permits through the Planning Commission at about the same time that we're trying to make land acquisitions and check titles. And so from the time we get some major funding, we're going to need some staff. So here's where all of you who said, well, I don't do anything really but type, or I don't do anything really but I have worked with some personnel. Jan Dominic is extremely good in personnel management. If Liz, who is now married to Dr. Soteel, depending on what she wants to do, always the personnel development program had been Liz's, and it still is. She's been in personnel management until she came out here, literally because of me. And she was Diane's sister-in-law. So Liz is family, and yes, indeed, we're going to use family. Everybody hear me? Nepotism is big deal. But not if they can't do anything. There's not going to be any free ride. But everyone willing and wanting to work and learn and accept a new idea of doing business is more than certainly welcome and can make a contribution. I don't intend to get started until we can have enough funding that we can facilitate the needs. I can't ask our people to double up, triple up. Even with markers, it's not enough. We're getting tired. Everybody's getting tired around here. And everybody is certainly willing. But I want enough funding that we can bring in help. But you're going to have to be flexible. Don't come in and try to restructure our already structured structure. It won't work. Don't come in thinking that, well, I don't like her and she has no right to be my boss. Believe me, if you came in and that person hired you, that is your boss. Does everybody hear me? I don't mean to be insulting, but it has happened before. And there have also been some where you have made a place for them, and they came from something worse and into this, and by golly, they told all the secrets, undermined, caused major confrontations, didn't like the way it was run. Don't do that. If you don't like the way we do business, get out. Or don't ever come. And I'm not saying this to the ones in this room. I'm saying this to anybody, everybody. We're not in the make-do business. And we're not in the just because I exist and I heard of Hatton sometime in the 1950s does not mean anything. The major thing that we're going to have to remember is that some have more talents in some areas than do others, and some are better managers than others, and they are going to have waited around here and worked and filled in just like Liz did. She went and got a job with a chiropractor in town to make ends meet until we could do the motion picture in which her father will take major part in the art development. He did develop the flagship Enterprise for the Star Trek series. Nick is going to have a place, but he's getting older. He is in Hawaii. Liz did not want to be a burden ever, so she went and got a job, and I appreciate it. Beyond belief, I appreciate it. And the fact that she married her boss is just even nicer. But she will have first dibs on that position. Because I am going to remind everybody here, we will never have employees such as you ever heard of. We are going to have a corporation that hires so that they handle all of the workman's comp, all of the government business, all of the things required, and we will lease or contract with individual employees. You're all going to need medical coverage. All right, it'll all be through central hiring facilities that absolutely do business within the state, and everything is according to regulation. But it will be done differently so that each little individual corporation does not have the problem of being inundated in paperwork, screening, and hiring. It is the up-and-coming way to do business anyway. You may as well utilize it. And it also gets rid of this problem of, well, I need a job. Can I work for you? Yes, okay. Well, I really didn't mean it. I didn't like it, and you're not too nice, and now I'm going to sue you. We've been burned. We've been burned badly. It doesn't mean that you don't have a place or that there is no pull. Obviously, we are going to use our own people who have waited and waited and waited and chugged along here until we could do something. But I'm going to repeat for all of the world out there, your wants are not our demands. And we will try to be accommodating, but we have major business to build. And we are going to be so watched, so observed, that we're not going to have any of this quarreling and quibbling. And the full intent is to have after-school facilities where these kids have a place to go. And I want to put them to work. They're going to be better computer minds than you are. And let us just say you want to do some bookkeeping and you have five little children here. Well, the ones you can even go with majority rule. They can each put in, let us say, a stack of receipts. Now, best the three out of five that match are probably pretty accurate. Let us let these kids have their self-worth of being paid for their services while they are being trained and learned an education, a trade. They're bored out of their minds. They don't have anywhere to go and nothing to do. They need self-esteem. They need to be near their parents. This allows parents to work, children to be tended close, where parents can spend a part of that day with those babies every day. I'm not talking about a village raising the children. I am talking about making the children a part of life where they can gain respect and they don't have to do just the drudgery jobs of pick up the garbage now because you're just a kid. Let us allow each person to make a fair and decent wage. Our major thrust will be jobs. Even if we have to go without automation, we need to put people to work if at all we can. And it's not going to be based on the systems that are out there now. A bunch of white-collar do-nothings just because they got promoted or belong to the political family or whatever. After a while, it won't be a problem, but I want to clear it before we get started. We're going to do what we need to do, and we're happy to consider any kind of input, but don't be disappointed or hurt if we just say we've already worked it out. One of the most important things is to get the convalescent or the senior citizen center going. There is no reason we can't have a child center so that some of those retired people can help to teach the little children. It keeps both alive and both contributing. So let us build an ideal situation, an ideal community.